The chopper is still rocking on its skids when one of the back doors opens and Angleton jumps down, stumbling slightly. He's no spring chicken. Then collects himself and strides toward us, clutching a briefcase.
Speak,
he tells me, voice barely raised to cover the rush of slowing rotors.
Problem, boss.
I point to the building. Andy's still inside, confirming the worst, but it looks like it started as a fucking stupid interdepartmental prank. It went bad, and now one of the perps has wigged out and gone postal.
A prank.
He turns those icy blue peepers on me, and just for a fraction of a second, I'm not being stared at by a 60-something skinny bald guy in a badly fitting suit, but by a walking skeleton with the radioactive fires of hell burning balefully in its eye sockets.
You'd better take me to see Andrew. Fill me in on the way.
I'm stumbling over my tongue and hurrying to keep up with Angleton when we make it to the front desk, where Andy's busy giving the Oculus folks clean-up directions and tips for what to do with the broken Lamia and the summoning altars in the basement.
Who's... Oh, it's you. About time.
He grins.
Who's holding the fort?
I left Boris in charge,
Angleton says mildly, not taking exception at Andy's brusque manner.
How bad is it?
Bad. Andy's cheek twitches, which is a bad sign. All his confidence seems to have fled now that Angleton's arrived.
We need to... Damn.
Take your time,
Angleton soothes him.
I'm not going to eat you.
Which is when I realize just how scared I am, and if I'm half out of my tree, what does that say about Andy? I'll give Angleton this much. He knows when not to push his subordinates too hard. Andy takes a deep breath, lets it out slowly, then tries again.
We've got two loose ends, Mark McLuhan and a John Doe. McLuhan worked here as senior occult officer, basically an oversight role. He also did a bunch of other stuff for Q Division that took him down to Dancy House in a liaison capacity. I can't believe how badly we've slipped up on our vetting process.
Take your time, Angleton interrupts, this time with a slight edge to his voice.
Sorry. Bob's been putting it together.
A nod in my direction.
McLuhan is working with a John Doe inside the laundry to make us look bad via a selective disclosure leak. Basically, one that was intended to be written off as badass Fortiana. Nothing for anyone but the black helicopter crowd to pay any attention to, except that it would set you up to look bad. I've found some not very good email from Bridget inviting McLuhan down to headquarters. Some pretext to do with a software audit. Really fucking stupid stuff that Bob can do the legwork on later. But what I really think is happening is Bridget arranged this to make you look bad in support of a power play in front of the director's office.
Angleton turns to me.
Phone head office. Ask for Boris. Tell him to arrest McLuhan. Tell him shrink wrap and marmoset.
I raise an eyebrow.
Now, lad.
Ah, the warm fuzzies of decisive action. I head for the Lamia's desk and pick up the phone and dial 666. Behind me, Andy is telling Angleton something in a low voice. Switchboard? I ask the sheet of white noise. I want Boris, now. The Enochian metagrammer passes do their thing, and the damned souls or enchained demons or whatever on switchboard hiss louder, then connect the circuit. I hear another ringtone. Then, a familiar voice.
Hello, Capital Laundry Services, System Support Department. Who are you wanting to talk to?
Oh, shit.
Hello, Harriet,
I say, struggling to sound calm and collected. Getting Bridget's imp at this juncture is not a good sign, especially when she and Boris are renowned for their mutual loathing. This is a red phone call. Is Boris about?
Oh, hell, Robert. I was wondering where you were. Are you trying to pull a sickie again?
No, I'm not, I say, taking a deep breath. I need to talk to Boris urgently, Harriet. Is he around?
Oh, I couldn't possibly say. That would be disclosing information prejudicial to the good running of the department over a public network connection, and I couldn't possibly encourage you to do that when you can bloody well show your face in the office for the meeting we scheduled the day before yesterday. Remember that?
I feel as if my guts have turned to ice.
Which meeting?
I ask.
The software audit, remember? You never read the agenda for meetings. If you did, you might have taken an interest in the any other business. Where are you calling from, Bob? Anyone would think you didn't work here.
I want to talk to Boris. Right now. The grunching noise in the background is my jaw clenching. It's urgent, Harriet. To do with a code blue the other day. Now you can get him right now, or you can regret it later. Which is your choice?
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary,
she says in what I can only describe as a gloating tone of voice.
After missing the meeting, you and your precious counter-possession unit will be divisional history, and you'll have only yourselves to blame. Goodbye.
And the bitch hangs up on me.